the question was asked, why is it important to daven in a minyan? We're davening before their bon shom either way. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, right? So why is it better to daven with a minyan? So there are many reasons. We will try to cover some of them. Number one, Chazal say that when we unite as a minyan, when 10 people unite, so then our merits unite. I am not going it alone. If I come before the king and I say, Ribbono shel Olam, I want you to heal my neighbor. I have a neighbor whose son drowned and he's been unconscious now for 2 weeks. And they're hoping they're going to be able to pull him out, and they don't know. So if I come and I pray on my own, so Netana of Frankenthal is a little bit challenged. I have my strengths, but I have my weaknesses. I have those things I did right, but believe it or not, there are those things I did wrong. So if I come and I make a request before Hashem, I don't know if I'm going to get it. I might and I might not. There were extraordinarily pious people. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, when he'd go and daven, wow, okay. But the average person is a little bit at risk when he goes and davens on his own. Will Hashem accept his prayer or not? When we stand as a minyan, we are taught that all of our strengths unite. It's as though we've come as a team. I'm not talking alone. I'm talking as part of a team. Ah, you've come as a congregation, as a team. So then all of our merits unite. And then your merits speak on my behalf, and his, and his, and his. Everyone's merits unite. We come as one team to ask our requests. So you have a much greater likelihood of your prayer being accepted. Secondly, the Mabit explains, the concept of 10 is representative of all the Jewish people. When you come as a congregation, when you come as 10, so then you've come as a representative of the Jewish people. You represent a cluster, a group. You're not just you talking. So aside from the first concept, which we learned at length, which is the first speech of the Drashot Aran, the concept that 10 people, a minyan, their merits unite, we also have the concept that when we come as 10, we're coming as a group that's representative of the greater whole. So that's point number two. Point number three, when we daven with a minyan, so then we can perform many mitzvot d'oraita, which we cannot perform on our own. We say Kaddish, we say Kedusha, so we have parts of prayer that you cannot do on your own. And those parts are where the Torah says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, my name will be sanctified among Israel. Our tradition is that you need a minimum of 10. When you have 10 Jews present, then you could say Kaddish, then you could say Kedusha. You don't have 10 Jews, you can't do that. So a prayer where you're alone is a much weaker prayer, both in terms of its potency and in terms of the mitzvot that you can perform when you do that. There's more to be discussed, but we've touched on three ideas so far. Okay?
One question.